Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Princess and the Platypus Foundation podcast. I'm your host, Renee Plant, and the curator of the Princess Diana 3D Virtual Museum. It's the first of its kind with over 1,200 historical artifacts on display, relating to Princess Diana's incredible life and legacy. The interviews that I do are with people that either knew Princess Diana personally or have items on display in the Princess Diana 3D Virtual Museum. Please visit us at theprincessandtheplatypus.org for more information. Yandina Ginger Factory, Queensland, Australia, 12th of April 1983. It was 1983, shortly after Princess Diana gave birth to Prince William. It was the first overseas trip the royal family took, and it was a big deal as Diana had William fly in the same plane as her and Prince Charles. This had never been done before. Usually the heir and the spare flew in different plane than the prince. This is when I knew Diana was different. I was 12 years old when Diana came to Australia. Their tour was often described as the children come out to meet royalty tour, and everywhere Diana and Charles travelled in Australia, kids came out on field trips to meet them. When the royal family visited the Ginger Factory in Yandina, a small rural town in Queensland, Australia, just 10 minutes from my hometown Yamundi, my school was invited to go. Most of the kids in my class treated it as just another field trip, but I was besides myself with excitement. Ever since watching the royal wedding on TV in 1981, I was enamoured by the real-life fairy tale of this uncommon commoner becoming a princess. This field trip would be an extraordinary opportunity for me to meet my princess. As Diana and Prince Charles arrived at the Ginger Factory, I pushed my way to the front of the crowd. Charles was on my side of the path and Diana was on the other. I was really focused on getting a chance to shake her hand. They both stopped right in front of me, and she stopped to smell some white carnations that someone had given her. I had a tiny little pocket camera that I'd received from Christmas, and I was shaking with excitement trying to capture as much as I could. After they walked by, they moved into the factory for lunch. We field trip kids were supposed to go and eat lunch as well. That was not the case with me. As for the rest of my class was led away, I slipped away from the group and went under ropes to sneak around to the back of the factory, where there was a big garage door open. Inside, I saw Diana standing there behind display boards. Although she was blocked by the boards, I could see her feet in these white shoes. And naturally, I took a photo of them, which is what you can see in the Princess Diana 3D Virtual Museum. I stayed there the entire time during lunch. After they finished, I found myself standing next to a group of paparazzi, and now I was on the other side of the walkway from my schoolmates. Diana emerged from the factory on my side of the walkway, and I was the first person in line with the photographers. Diana walked directly to me. She shook my hand and looked me in the eyes and waited for me to say something. For the first time in my life, I was speechless. She waited for what felt like an eternity for me to speak before moving on to the next person. As Diana finished saying farewell to the people in line in the exit, I went under the barricade again, now following Charles and Diana down the dirt path towards their awaiting black Rolls Royce. A friend yelled out, "Renee, Diana dropped something." I bent down and I picked up this tiny clay platypus that someone had given her. Diana and Charles were about to get into the car and I ran over to a policeman who had shut the gate and I said, "Lady Di dropped this." I expected him to open the gate and let me run over to the car and give it back to her. Instead, he gently closed my hand and he said, "She must have dropped it to give it to you." Well, I was in heaven. I went back to school and obviously I was in a lot of trouble for missing roll call and lunch, but it was totally worth it. I showed my friends the platypus and I told them that Lady Di dropped this to give it to me. And that's how this whole journey started.
I hope you enjoyed our interview today. To see the historical items that we were referring to, as well as listen to more incredible interviews, please visit the Princess Diana 3D Virtual Museum.org. If you'd like to make a direct donation, please visit theprincessandtheplatypus.org. Make sure you subscribe to the Princess and the Platypus podcast so you don't miss out on our next exciting interview. And make sure you share it with your friends. Have a gorgeous day. See you next time.